Welcome to Greener Journal of Environmental Management and Public Safety. This is the audio version of an article published in Greener Journal of Environmental Management and Public Safety, Volume 13, and Issue 1. It was published on July 30, 2025. The title of the article is Individual and Environmental Factor Analysis of Musculoskeletal Disorders Risk on Lowland Agricultural Worker. The authors are 1. Ajang Anindya Maheshwari, from the Department of Industrial Engineering, Universitas Al-Azhar Indonesia, Jakarta. 2. Aprilia Tri Purwandari, from the Department of Industrial Engineering, Universitas Al-Azhar Indonesia, Jakarta. 3. Nikan Parwati, from the Department of Industrial Engineering, Universitas Al-Azhar Indonesia, Jakarta. Abstract of the article. The agricultural sector is a type of work that has a high risk for workers. Activities carried out by farmers include hoeing, planting rice, drying rice, lifting and storing crops that have different levels of risk. The work posture of farmers who always bend over and work for long periods of time raises its own problems. Worker profile, which includes age, gender, type of work, years of service, smoking habits, and psychosocial, can be a risk factor for the occurrence of MSDS in farmers. Not only that, environmental factors such as working temperature can also be a factor that causes MSDS. MSDS complaints can be identified using the Nordic Body Map, NBM, method. Therefore, the aim of the research is to identify the influence of individual and environmental factors on MSDS complaints. This research was conducted on 20 farmers in Harapan Jaya village. Statistical tests using the chi-square method were carried out to analyze the relationship between individual and environmental factors on the risk of MSDS complaints. The results obtained were from the bivariate chi-square test that there was a significant relationship between the independent variables and the risk factors for MSDS because they had a p-value of less than 0.05. These variables can be continued with a multivariate test provided that the p-value less than 0.25. The dominantly significant relationship between individual factors and risk factors for musculoskeletal disorders is the variable that has a p-value of less than 0.05, including gender and type of work, with a p-value of 0.000. The right handler is to divide the work according to ability based on gender. If female workers are given work that is heavier than their capacity, the risk of MSDS will increase and have long-term effects. This is the end of this audio. You can continue listening to the rest of the audio on the abstract page of the article by selecting the text and waiting for the website to read it out for you. As you do so, ensure your internet is good and audio is enabled on your browser. You can also download and read the full text to learn more. You are welcome to submit your work for publication in Greener Journal of Environmental Management and Public Safety. Thank you for listening.